Rob, firstly, before we look ahead to tomorrow, how do you feel preparations have gone for you in terms of training?
It's been quite good, actually. I've had a really good training session over the winter. Obviously, it's been very cold in England, so it's a bit different to being out here in 20-odd degrees. But the season's gone well. The distances have gone well, and I'm feeling quite good for the stamina, so just got to see if I can put it all together tomorrow.
You're very familiar with this particular event. What's it like to race here out in Dubai?
I really like it. I mean, the conditions are going to be perfect, hopefully. The course is flat and fast. They're running it a slightly different way around this year, but the same course essentially. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting out there tomorrow and seeing if I can get that PB.
It's the largest entry in terms of wheelchair athletes. I mean, really, this event has been put on the map now in terms of this particular marathon.
Yeah, I think it's going to become one of those ones which in the wheelchair racing community people get to know about. It's been quite quiet for a few years. I've been trying to tell people about it, but you know, people have got other commitments in the winter as well. There's a lot of races on in Australia and various other places at the same time, so have to compete with them. But with the fast flat course, I think this could be a really good race for the future. And I know there's a couple of other faster guys here, John Smith particularly. So I think I will struggle against him tomorrow. He's two categories higher than me, should be faster than me, but we'll see what happens tomorrow.
What is the ultimate aim? I'm just looking at the Paralympics. Is that something that you've got in your sights in terms of Rio 2016?
I would love for that to be the case. There's no marathon, unfortunately, for my category. So I'm looking at the longer distance stuff, the 1500. I've kind of got an outside shot of selection, and we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, I'm going to really put the work in this year, see what happens.
So I guess making your mark at these kind of global events is absolutely fundamental, especially in such an important year.
Yeah, being 2016 with Rio coming up, you know, I want to do anything I can to put my name around, and, you know, I'm just going to have to work really hard and see what GB Athletics, if they want to take me or not, but I'll do the best I can. That's all I can do.